over 1,000 media members have been credentialed, and one of those media members that was credentialed and is kind enough to join us right now is Matt Miller from Bleacher Report, their NFL draft expert and insider. Matt, thank you for braving the cold and being part of the program.
Yeah, I'm used to this. I'm good. I'm all good with the weather. Yeah,
well,
but thanks for having me.
We live in New York, New Jersey. We should be used to it. I'm not.
My wife, who's back in New York, we actually got into an argument on via text this morning as to who was colder. That's the
here,
point we were
I'm
at.
I'm sorry. It's here.
All right, Matt.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
thank
Matt,
you.
Let's get right to it. We have the offensive linemen working out today. Obviously, you're probably not going to get quite as many, you know, top 15 offensive linemen we've gotten the last couple years in the draft. How do you evaluate right now the top of the class? Most people seem to have Brandon Scherff kind of on a tier by himself. Is that how you see it?
I do. I think it is that way. And I like Brandon Scherff a lot, offensive lineman coming out of Iowa. I think he's best suited as a guard at the next level. I mean, you look at what he's done for the Hawkeyes. He's explosive. He's powerful. He's smart. Coming out of Iowa, you're going to be well coached to technique and angles. I think he's a plug-and-play star at right or left guard. Could be like a Zach Martin type player who was an all-pro as a rookie. I think he's on the same level as that. So, know the Giants, a lot of people believe they need at least one more offensive lineman. Scherff would absolutely be a good fit, I think.
That's a big comparison.
It is. Big shoes to fill.
Zach Martin has just been a complete stud, and I think a lot of people feel that he will be throughout the remainder of his career. One thing that I do notice about the Giants is they like to draft offensive linemen that can play guard and tackle. Mm-hmm. Is there an offensive lineman that you feel will go in the first round that you can plug in at those two positions and maybe even play on both sides of the line if need be?
Well, Scherff is definitely that guy. I think you can look at Lyle Collins from LSU as another guy who played right tackle for the Tigers, played guard, played left tackle this year and really acclimated well and showed up at a good spot there. And today, what we've seen from the drills, and he's been very explosive, very athletic. And for a player of his size to move as well as he does, it's pretty eye-opening.
Let's slide to where the Giants are going to pick in the second round. If they decide to go in a different, you know, way in round one, they go defensive line. There's so many good defensive linemen in this draft, for example. And they want to get that offensive lineman in round two, picking ninth overall in the second round. Who's a guy that fits this profile? Maybe is a right tackle, could slide into guard, mean, nasty, blue-collar, can really help in the run game and provide some power.
Well, when you think of the Oregon Ducks, you don't think of power or
blue-collar,
but Jake Fisher is that guy. I really believe he is, and he could play guard, could play left tackle. They moved him around a lot over his career. He's not the biggest guy. He's not necessarily a mauler physically, but he's a finisher on tape. I mean, he loves to complete blocks. He'll pancake guys. He likes to drive them off the sideline. So he is definitely someone who, and he might not even be there at this point. I think the more film I watch, the more I start to think maybe late first round for him. But if there happens to be a bit of a slide, I think he would be a great addition for them.
Of course, the offensive linemen and the tight ends really showed off their skills today. I know I was watching from my hotel before I made my way over here to Lucas Oil Stadium.
Hiding in the warmth. I like it.
For us to do the show. And, of course, I was watching the 40, you know, and, like, what their 40 times were. And I thought it was interesting. You know, they made a point. It's not necessarily their 40 time. You're looking at their first 10 seconds.
Yes.
Because you want to see them, how quickly they're going to get off the ball. And that's what you're looking at when it comes to offensive linemen, right?
Yes, definitely. Offensive linemen should not be running 40 yards in a game unless it's to celebrate a long run. So you're looking at 10 yards. You want to see explosiveness. And, you know, from a scouting perspective, if you're watching at home, anything faster than 1.75 seconds is amazing. And so we saw some guys get close to that today. So, you know, last year, Greg Robinson and Taylor Lewan were right around that 1.7 mark. So if you're in that 1.8, high eights, you know, that's a little slow. You start to look at that differently. But that's when you're really getting picky and starting to maybe overanalyze a little bit. It all goes back to how did they look when they actually had the pads on.
Well, and let's go to the defensive line, a position that most people think this draft is extremely deep in. Somebody told me yesterday you could have as many as five or six defensive linemen go maybe in the top